Hello and welcome back. My name is Rabbi Avi Heller, and together we are learning Masechet Moed Katan. We find ourselves on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. That's 11a, a couple of lines down at the new Mishnah. As has been the topic our entire chapter so far, we're talking about things that are permitted and not permitted on Chol HaMoed, the intermediate days of the festival. Today we're going to be talking about repairs to roofs and repairs to doors. And then we're going to conclude the chapter by talking about salting and preserving food. So let's start from the Mishnah. Matinita. Osin ma'ake legag ulamir peset ma'ase hedyot. One may make a parapet for a roof. They generally had flat roofs, so you would put some kind of a barrier around the roof so someone wouldn't fall off. And ulamir peset's a second story, sort of balcony. As long as it's done as a ma'ase hedyot, you can do it in a way that is not a professional job. The Gemara will explain. Now, it seems like from this Mishnah that we are talking about a ma'akeh that's done for personal purposes, because there is a halacha in the Torah, ve'asita ma'akeh legagecha, that you're required to put up a parapet on your roof in order to prevent someone from falling off. So this, if it was required as a mitzvah, then of course you'd be able to do it on Chol HaMoed, and presumably, and it seems like according to most authorities, you'd be able to do that even as a ma'asei uman, because you're required to, it's a mitzvah. So this must be only referring to some kind of a parapet that is not 100% required, but that you want for your personal purposes. Okay, aval, however, lo ma'ase uman, but you cannot do it in a professional way. And as we discussed in our previous recordings on Chol HaMoed, in general, we say that you can do things in a temporary way. So either it means that you're doing it in a way that doesn't require special skills, or that doesn't require special equipment, or that you don't complete the job the way a professional craftsman would complete it, you leave it unfinished. We'll see all of those possibilities in the Gemara. Okay, so the next section says, shafin et hasedakin. You can fill in or ameliorate the cracks. So we're talking about cracks in roofs where, you know, water can get in. So you can fix the cracks on your roof. Uma'agilin otan b'ma'agila. And you can actually roll them with a roller so that, you know, first you would spread some kind of substance, like a tar substance, over the cracks to fill it, and then you could roll it over to smooth it out. Biyad uveregel, by hand or by foot. So I guess what it seems like is that there were some kinds of equipment that you would use to seal roof cracks that were handheld equipment, and some that you pushed with your foot, depending on the size of the object. Avalob machalatzaim, but you cannot use a machalatzaim, which is some kind of professional equipment. Either it is, as Rashi here says, a trowel, which is something that a professional could use to do a professional job of sealing, or it's a large piece of equipment that most people wouldn't own, but only a professional would own. So in any case, there are limits. You can fix cracks, but only in a ma'aseh hedyot kind of way. Going on to fixing doors, Hatzir, v'hatzinor, v'hakora, v'hamanul, v'hamafteach. These are all parts of a door. So the tzir is the hinge. The tzinor is either the cylinder or the pivot that's in the door. Hakora is the crossbeam, the beam that goes on top of the door. The manul is a lock that you put in the door. And mafteach is the key that you use to open the door. So these are all parts of the construction of a door. Shenishbaru, they break. Now, when your door breaks, you want to be able to fix it because you don't want anyone to be able to walk into your house or into your locked area. So, mitaknan b'moed, you can fix it on moed. That is a need of the festival. Ubilvad shelo yitkavin lachto b'moed. As long as you don't schedule it for that time in the moed. Meaning, if your door broke before Yom Tov, you have to fix it before Yom Tov. And if you don't fix it before Yom Tov, you can't fix it on Yom Tov. That's on Chol HaMoed. That's the same thing as we say about shaving in a way. Like, you know, you're supposed to shave before the festival. If you didn't shave before the festival, you can't shave on Chol HaMoed. You can't schedule your stuff on, but if it happened on the moed, it's a need of the moed to fix it. Now, it doesn't say here whether or not you can fix it in a professional way or a non-professional way, whether or not you need to use a shinui, a change, or not a change. It doesn't specify that here. We'll discuss it more in the Gemara. And last case of the Mishnah, v'kol kivashin, all preserved foods, shehu yachol le'echol mehen, b'moed that can be eaten on the festival kosher, and you can preserve them. So usually preserving food is a problem because you're preserving it for long-term use, so that's doing something for after the festival. But if the preserving that you're doing can be used on the festival, then it is permitted. And the question is, how liberally are we going to apply this position? Okay, we go on to the Gemara. So we begin with the first case, which is talking about putting up a barrier around the roof, a parapet around the roof. Hechidami maseh hedyo. What does it mean that you do this in a lay way, like not in a professional way? Rav Yosef amar behutza v'dafna. Rav Yosef says you construct the parapet out of temporary materials. Hutza and dafna are like reeds and branches. So you have this gap in your roof parapet, and you fix it by kind of, you know, putting up some tape, if you will. It's just a temporary marker. And you're going to fix it for real after the Yom Tov, but you can at least put up something now. B'matnita Tana, we have a different Mishnaic teaching in which we learn, Tsar b'tsror, you can fill it with rocks. V'eino tach batit, but you don't firm it up with cement. So the first example is using temporary materials. Here is a temporary job. The rocks can be a permanent barrier. That's what you're going to use to construct the parapet, but you're not going to finish the job. If you were going to finish the job, you would have cemented it all over and made it permanent. You're just going to do the first step of it, and you're going to leave the final step for after Yom Tov. That's what it means. Okay, moving on to filling in cracks. Shafina tasdakin, filling in the cracks. Umagilin otan b'magila, and rolling them over with a roller. Hashta b'magila amar tshare. Now the Mishnah said that you can use a roller, that it's permitted. So hashta now b'magila amar tshare. With a roller, you said it's permitted. B'yad v'regel mibaya. Do I really need you to say that by hand and by foot it's needed? Meaning, the most typical way of referring to a mase hediot, an action that anyone can do at home, is that they would do it by hand and by foot. You would just take the lime and spread it by hand or by foot. Anybody could do that. That doesn't require professional equipment or professional expertise. So that's the lowest level. So if you're telling me that I can already use a roller, which is a piece of equipment, of course I know that I can do it by hand or by foot. So I already explained in the Mishnah that it might be referring to using a piece of equipment by hand or by foot, but the Gemara is going to give a different explanation. Hachikamar, here's how you should read it. Shafinat ha-sedakin u-magilin otan, you can fill in the cracks and seal them, roll over them. Ke'ein ma'agila, like you are using a roller, but you're not really using a roller, you're using it biyad of a regel. Meaning, even if you can use your hand and your foot to fill in the cracks and it will provide an outcome, a product, that is almost as good or is as good as if you had used a roller, you might say, oh, that's not allowed on Chol HaMoed. That's like a ma'aseh uman, meaning you've filled it in so nicely that it's a ma'aseh uman. We'll say, no, as long as you do it by hand or by foot, even if you do a really good job, that is considered a ma'aseh hedyot. However, what this seems to imply against the Mishnah, if you will, is that you cannot use a ma'agila. You may not use a roller at all. You can only achieve the result of a roller by hand or by foot. But both a roller is forbidden and avaloba machalatzaim, but not, and for sure not, an even more professional roller, a larger piece of equipment or a trowel. In which case, all kinds of equipment would be forbidden, unless what it's trying to say here is that if you could use your hand and your foot to achieve a result that is as good as a machalatzaim, as a professional job, you can't do that. You can only use your hand and your foot to do as good a job as you would do with a ma'agila, but not with a machalatzaim. So it's not 100% clear, but it does seem like the Gemara concludes that the proper reading of the Mishnah is that you cannot use any equipment to seal the cracks on Chol HaMoed. You can only use your hand and your foot. Okay, moving on to the next section of our Mishnah is the fixing doors. Hatzir, Vatzinor, Vahakora, Vamano, Vamafteach, Shenishbaru, Metaknan, Vemoed. That's all a quotation from our Mishnah that you can fix the hinges, cylinders, lintel, locks, and keys on the holiday in order to fix the door. Ureminhu. Now we have a contradiction because you're saying in the Mishnah that we can fix these things on Chol HaMoed. And in order to fix them, we're going to have to do a series of activities. And it seems like these activities are not allowed. We have a tradition, which is brought in the Gemara Sota and also in the Mishnah in Zraim, that says, Ad Yamav, until the days of Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol, Haya Patish Makeh B'Yerushalayim, the sound of the hammer was heard in Jerusalem. that on Chol HaMoed you heard people doing this kind of work, hitting a hammer on an anvil, sawing and cutting and shaping. All of this work sounds were heard in Yerushalayim. And then Rabbi Yochanan stepped up and said, this is destroying the festival. It seems like a regular work day. And he prohibited all of this work. Ad Yamav In, until his days, it was permitted. Mikan ve'elech lo, and then after his time, it was no longer permitted. He made restrictions on what kind of work could be done. He increased the restrictions on Chol HaMoed. So it sounds like our Mishnah goes against this other Mishnah. All of these kinds of activities that you would use to fix doors seem like they are not allowed from the time of Rabbi Yochanan to be done. Lokash, he says, no, it sounds like a contradiction between the Mishnah and the Gezerah of Rabbi Yochanan, but it's not. We're going to actually give four possible solutions to the contradiction. Here's the first one. Lokash, it's not a contradiction. Kan b'denafche, kan b'denagire. The difference is Rabbi Yochanan prohibited blacksmiths. Benafche means working with a hammer and an anvil. That's an extremely loud noise. You're banging it, a hammer on metal. It makes a lot of noise. So he prohibited that. But bedenagre, which is woodworking, that's permitted. So we're arguing that all of the door fixing that we're talking about here are wooden hinges, wooden sockets, and wooden keys, not metal ones. So therefore, there's no contradiction. Working with metal was forbidden. Working with wood was permitted. Matki flor of chista. Rav Chista attacks this solution. Yomru, people, they're going to say, kala rabba us here, that loud noises are forbidden, kala zutar shari, and small noises are permitted. Now, it seems like what Rav Chista's problem here is that there's an issue of shiur. You're saying, where is the exact line between how noisy something is that's not allowed in Chol HaMoed and how quiet it has to be? So maybe the blacksmith could say, I'll hit the anvil a little softer on Chol HaMoed, maybe that would be permitted. I'm not exactly sure I understand this this objection. After all, there is a clear distinction between working with metal and working with wood. It's not just about how noisy it is. There are two different kinds of occupations. It would seem reasonable to make the difference. Unless what he's saying is that it wasn't really about the blacksmiths and the woodworkers. They were just saying that this is too loud and this is too soft. And that is natata devarach elishurin. You're making a unclear boundary about what's permitted and forbidden. Or maybe there are other things besides metal and wood that we're not sure how loud they are, or maybe the blacksmiths will complain and say, you're not letting us do any blacksmithing work, but here these guys are working with stones, and it's just as loud as the metal. Not clear. Anyway, he doesn't like it because he feels that it is too vague, a halacha. Ella Amar Rav Chista, instead Rav Chista gave a different solution to the contradiction. Lo kasha, there's no contradiction. Habimagle habachatzine. Here we're talking about sickles, and here we're talking about chisels. So it's not about two different kinds of professions. It's talking about what kind of tools you can use. Sickles don't really make any noise at all. Chisels make a lot of noise. So you can use sickles, but you can't use chisels. And then it's not about professions or about determining how much noise it is. What we're saying is that it refers to instruments. Or the way Rashi says it is that sickles don't make any noise at all. So you're not saying, you're not discriminating between loud noises and soft noises, you're discriminating between makes noise and doesn't make noise. I'm not sure which is the right answer there. Rav Papa Amar, Rav Papa says a third solution. There's no contradiction between them. Kan kodem gzeira. Our Mishnah is referring to the halacha as it was before Rabbi Yochanan made his decree, in which case it was permitted. Kan la'achar gzeira. And now we're talking about, then Rabbi Yochanan came and made the gzeira. So our Mishnah is simply referring to a pre-gzeira activity, a pre-gzeira reality. Now this might be interesting because the actual halacha is according to our Mishnah, and the only reason you can't do it is because Rabbi Yochanan made his gzeira. So that the question is, does that gezerah apply everywhere and at all times? Does it apply only in Yerushalayim, but the halacha in other places is like our Mishnah? Or perhaps it only applied during Rabbi Yochanan's life or as long as the people continued to practice it. But if that gezerah were to be overturned by a Beit Din or to fall out of practice, then the actual halacha would be according to our Mishnah. Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi gives a final and fourth solution to the contradiction, and he says, HaRabbi Yehuda HaRabbi Yossi. Ah, there is a distinction here. Our Mishnah is going according to one sage, either Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yossi, and the And the Gzeira of Rabbi Yochanan is according to another sage's opinion. How does this work? This actually is discussed, we're at the very end of the first chapter of Moed Katan, and this is a machloket that will be discussed at the beginning of the second chapter of Moed Katan. The Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi said, Man Tana, who is the Tana, who is the Mishnaic sage, who says, Shinui b'moed b'davar ha'aved, who is the Tana who says that if you have a Davar Ha'aved? So we said, anytime you're going to take a loss on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to do work on Chol HaMoed in order to forestall a loss. But it's possible that when you do the action to save yourself the loss, that you still have to do a Shinui. You have to make some kind of change in order to remind yourself that it's Chol HaMoed. So one rabbi says you have to do a Shinui, and one rabbi says you don't have to do a Shinui. So he says, Deloka Rabbi Yossi, this is not Rabbi Yossi. In other words, it's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that even in the case of a Davar Ha'aved, you have to make a Shinui. But Rabbi Yossi says that you do not have to. Amar Ravina. Ravina said, Keman Madlinan Ha'idna Kabuta Didasha. Whose opinion is it that allows us to take a Kabuta Didasha, means the board that is across the top of the doorway. So we call that the lintel. So if the lintel falls off, it's not exactly sure what we're talking about here, but the board on top of the door is falling off, so it might fall down, that we are allowed to raise it back up and nail it back in. Bechula de Moada on Chol HaMoed, Kiman, who allows us to do this? Rabbi Yossi allows us to do this. I think the assumption there is that that's a Masei Uman. It's a professional activity. But in the case where the door, the top of the door falls down, it's a real loss, like the doorway doesn't function, like you can't lock the door, something like that. And you're allowed to fix it, even in a professional way, without making a Shinui. That's Rabbi Yossi's opinion. So in other words, our Mishnah holds like Rabbi Yossi, that you can fix a door on Chol HaMoed, even in a professional way, because it's a Davar Ha'aved, and you need to be able to do it. On the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion goes according to Rabbi Yochanan, to the decree of Rabbi Yochanan, who would say that you shouldn't do these activities, because either because they are not good for the nature of the holiday, which is what we had assumed, that it makes so much noise that it ruins the holiday spirit for everybody. But in this case, it seems to mean that Rav Yehuda wouldn't allow you to fix the door unless you did it in a way that didn't make noise, or unless it was only using wooden implements or whatever other rule it is, but that you'd have to have some kind of shinui in order to fix the door, whereas Rabbi Yossi would allow it. Now, how does Rabbi Yossi get around the fact that there was an actual historical decree that Rabbi Yochanan made that didn't allow these things? Well, he could say either it was limited only to Yerushalayim, or he could say that he disagrees with the history, that there never was such a decree, or he could think that the decree lapsed or never got, you know, didn't have any, didn't no longer had any currency. On the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda could argue that, and everyone would argue that this is a Davar Ha'aved, because if your door doesn't work, thieves can come into your house. It's just a question of whether or not you can fix it in any way that you want to, or whether or not there are limitations in how you fix it. Okay, we're going to stop there. We have one more recording in order to finish the parak, and we'll do that next. Have a wonderful day.